Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grand comments for Friday, July 29th. Good strong finish in the beans today, pretty good finish in the corn and a mixed bag in the wheat, initially bouncing off of lows on this morning's weaker than expected GDP report. So estimates were coming in at about 2.6% growth, and instead it came in at 1.2%. What this did is sent the dollar, which was already a penny off Monday's highs around 97.50, down an additional 1.12 cents, and we finished the dollar down at 95.46 on the day and the week. So this, as it always does, gave a bit of a boost to the commodities. Adding to that momentum in the soybeans was a USDA announcement of a sale of 129,000 tons of soybeans to unknown. This, in addition to 328,000 announced to unknown and 129,000 again announced to China yesterday and 131,000 announced to China on Wednesday, kind of gave a boost to people thinking that the demand heading into fall was going to be increasing from China. So also we had the market kind of trading down towards a 200-day moving average around 955 this week and failing there, creating a double bottom down around 963. And so you may also have had a bit of short covering involved in the market there. So taking a look at the beans, they finished November up 25 cents at 10.03, so that's a good finish above that psychological $10 level after trading as low as 968 and three quarters. So we finished about 35 cents off the lows, and also finishing up about 14 and three quarter cents on the week. This was an outside day up, so that's also a good technical factor heading into this weekend. Funds with a commitment to traders report that just came out shows the funds long over 110,000 contracts of beans. So this is something to keep an eye on. Taking a look at the corn, we've got December finishing up 4 cents at 342 and 3 quarters after trading as low as 336. Now that's up just a penny on the week. We've got the funds from today's commitment of traders report just released a little while ago, short about 65,000 to 66,000 contracts of corn. So that's a bit more than was expected, actually maybe 20,000 more. I think people thought they were short about 30,000 to 40,000 contracts. So that would be interesting to see if we get any kind of weather in the next couple of weeks. That short position will definitely come into play. Taking a look at the wheat, we've got September down 2.5 at 407 and three quarters. That's down 17.5 cents on the week. And the commitment of traders has the managed money short about 130,000 contracts of wheat. So again, this and the weakness in the dollar was not able to give enough support to the wheat there. We didn't really get a big bounce in the wheat off of that, finishing just about 4 cents off of the lows in both markets. Kansas City September wheat finished up 0.75 cents at 409 and three quarters after trading as low as 403.5. And again, September Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 407 and three quarters. So that's about all I have for now. After these announcements here, we'll again wait for Sunday night's weather report and probably expect some extreme volatility after that as we head into the critical stages for the pod filling in the beans. So if you guys have any questions, you want to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.